Would you state your name and your occupation for the record?
My name's Heather Bream. I'm operations manager for radiology within the Mount Carmel Health System. I perform CAT scans and CT, CAT scans and MRIs in radiology.
All right. How long have you worked for
I've been with Mount Carmel.
Mount
I'm in
Carmel?
my 35th year.
All right. So obviously the COVID-19 is going around and you probably have seen a lot of it. What do you know about it?
I know that it is spreading very quickly. It is an unknown virus transmitted originally from an animal to a human, and there are quite a few deaths throughout the world from it. It is an upper, it attacks the upper respiratory system, and it's highly contagious.
How are you preparing, slash, have you prepared for everything going on since you work in this field, medical field, during this time?
We increased the amount of personal protective wear, PPE, within the hospital setting. We have implemented different changes in how we practice our interactions with patients. We have provided education to the staff. That's it. I have stocked up on supplies for that we would be able to survive at home for a month. I have a bag packed in case we get quarantined at the hospital.
That seems like a lot. What has changed, like about your life, like during this time, and like what have you seen stay the same? Like, are there any different, I mean, besides the extra precautions with your patients, are there any other differences in the hospital's day-to-day activity?
We are on lockdown at the hospital. Patients went from being allowed to have one visitor to having no visitors. We still are performing testing as usual, but it is everyone gets stopped at the main entrance, and security's there to back us up, which is not the norm for us, but we ask patients, we ask anyone entering the facility four questions, and then they proceed, they sign in, they get a temporary name tag and what they're there for, what the purpose is, and then they're sent on to radiology or wherever their destination is. And then as they exit the hospital, they have to sign out and they have to turn in their badge, temporary badge. We have medical office buildings that are connected to the hospital and they are barricaded shut, and there's security sitting on one of the floors where the hospital's connected to the medical office building, not allowing anybody to enter or exit into the hospital.
As a supervisor, has that affected how you divvy out tasks to your employees? Like, has it changed how they do their jobs since some of the buildings are cut off from?
Yes, it is. We had to rearrange our staffing. We rearranged how we are entering and exiting the building. And some of the staff have been quarantined because they had been exposed, so we're working short. But we have one clean person and one dirty person. And then the dirty person, after the patient has vacated the scan rooms, then we do a extra deep clean, a terminal clean of the room, and let it sit for 15 minutes prior to bringing another patient in. So it slows down our throughput of patients.
Wow. That's a lot. What other crises have you experienced, like, throughout your life, and how did you handle them? Like, but say it doesn't have to particularly pertain to, like, diseases, just like any.
Well, we survived 9/11. We have survived the bird flu, the H1N1 flu. This is a little different. I think some of the measures taken are much more drastic, but it's needed because there wasn't a lot of knowledge regarding the coronavirus to start with. But
come here, Willie.
I think this has been a little more, the measures have been a little more drastic. And the reaction, I think, of the public is mixed. Hasn't really changed much for me being in the healthcare setting. I've had to work extra hours, but other than that, not much else is different.
Yeah. Well, is there anything that we should know?
People should stay at home unless they absolutely have to go out.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for your